Rhiannon Green is the Director of Finer Details. Man, I love that title. She's with Food Tourism Strategies Incorporated. Rhiannon, thank you very much for joining us. Talking a little bit about Alberta on the Plate. Could you please introduce Alberta on the Plate?
Absolutely. So Alberta on the Plate is a province-wide dine-around festival. We are going into our unbelievably fifth year this year. Yes, we took place even through COVID, just pivoted a little bit. And what happens is we've got participating establishments all across Alberta, from Peace River all the way down to Lethbridge, across the Cold Lake, out to Banff, Calgary, Edmonton, and all sorts of wonderful places in between, that offer fixed-price dining menus that celebrate our Alberta local food and drink. So any products that are grown, raised, produced, processed, brewed here in Alberta, we're celebrating them for 10 delicious days during August, and that takes place during August Local Food Week, which is the third week in August every year. So this year it will be August 11th to 20th.
Rhiannon, in your mind, how important is it to have Alberta ingredients on the table, especially in restaurants?
Oh, it's super important. As we take a look at our dining establishments, and yes, we are able to import ingredients from all over the world, but Alberta has such a beautiful blend of incredible soils, water, clean air that just creates these exceptional ingredients that are then actually taken and exported to other countries as well. But why would we bring in stuff from the rest of the world? Would we have such incredible stuff right in our own backyard? It goes to supporting our local farmers and producers and really helps to build a more sustainable local food economy. Through COVID, we saw the challenges that happen when the world shuts down and you don't have access to things that are coming from across the border or from other provinces even. So we really need to turn inwards and take a look at what we have here, and what we have is outstanding. So these establishments really take it to heart and say, we want to be supporting our farmers that are just down the road for us, or our brewery that's around the corner. Bringing all of that stuff to the plate and having those conversations with their customers and talking about those local farms. Where did those ingredients come from? Well, actually, I know that farmer by name, or I know that brewer. I know the guy that created this. And it really helps to create a more intimate story and a way to resonate a little bit more with our consumer base, because what we've been finding is that as generations get further removed from the family farm, they're starting to lose sight a little bit of where their food actually comes from. You know, you can have some kids who think carrots just come from the grocery store. They don't know that they actually grow in the ground. And that seems silly, but it's true.
How much of a fun way, because I know we love the aspect, anybody loves the aspect of food and drink. How much of a fun way is this to shop local?
Oh, it's the best. You cannot beat going out, having a delicious meal, having a delicious cocktail or beer or coffee even, and just celebrating your local economy, because you can feel so good knowing that when you bought that item or you're going out and celebrating that evening, having that dinner, that those dollars that are going into those restaurants and establishments are then going back into your own local economy. It is supporting our own people, our own businesses, our own food supply. It just, you can't help but have a great time while doing something that's great for our whole region, our whole province.
Alberta on the Plate has many restaurants, as you mentioned, from Peace River all the way down to Lethbridge and in between for this year's festival. How much has the interest grown in the last 5 years to this?
It's incredible. Our first year, we had about 30 participating establishments in 9 different cities across Alberta. We are now up over 100 different establishments in 27 different cities across the province. And every year, we see better and better turnout. We do some tracking with our restaurants to see that general thing, and the general economic impact, if you will. And we know that this festival, these 10 days alone, is putting back into our local economy over $250,000 a year.
Oh, wow. I ask, how has the general feedback been from them to you?
Are restaurants that have participated, and I use restaurants as a very loose term, we call them our participating establishments because not all of them are traditional sit-down restaurants. We have breweries that participate. We have caterers that participate. We've had food trucks participate. So it's really a wide range of establishments. And, you know, we've had some really great feedback. We keep – every year we talk to them and we go, okay, what can we change? We know that our food costs have been increasing and stuff. So this year our festival menu pricing increased a little bit to help offset those costs. But every penny that goes into those restaurants stays with those restaurants. We don't take a cut of any of it, thanks to our wonderful commodity and destination partners that help to support this festival. All of that money that is generated goes into our restaurants, which then goes down to our farms and producers. So, you know, it's really great to hear it. We have some establishments that have told us this is their most profitable weekend of their full year, even, for some of them. But some of them, they just love supporting their local farms and producers. So for them, it's a chance to do something different, to offer something new, or try out, you know, maybe a new dish they've been working on and are thinking about putting on the menu, see how it goes, or just have some fun with it. But really, it's about talking about those local food stories with their consumers, and it gives them a different touch point than maybe their regular day-to-day operations.
Rhiannon, if you'll pardon my terminology here, how much are you anticipating this year to be a delicious year?
Well, we've got the first, probably about 75% of our menus have been submitted. We're in the process of getting them all uploaded onto our website. And my goodness, the stuff I've been seeing, my mouth waters every time I open another menu. We've got such incredible food. We've got, you know, beautiful steaks that are being featured. We've got incredibly vibrant salads that are being featured. We've got delicious desserts, beautifully sounding cocktails, and beautiful to look at cocktails, and some stuff that is just so crazy you would have to try it to believe it was real.
Rhiannon Green is the Director of Finer Details with Food Tourism Strategies here in Alberta. Rhiannon, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.